from a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this first day of February 2005. And one of the reasons that I had Mr. Smith on is he's going to interview Carl Schwartz. If you think, oh boy, if you think, and somebody's also going to run an ad in the paper for the one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. If you think the endorsement of John Kerry brought heat on those people, wait till Carl gets done with them. Oh boy. I got a call here from Oregon. Let's take this real quickly, and then we'll get into some of the news of the day. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, John, good to hear you. I haven't heard you since I last talked to you about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Just one of your callers, that's all. But listen, I don't really listen to talk radio at all. Don't watch television for about 5 or 6 years. I am an extensive reader. But yesterday I was in my truck, and I turned on the radio for about 10 or 12 minutes onto the Michael Savage show.
Mm.
And the reason I'm calling to share this with you in the audience, anybody that's even heard that show once or twice has heard outrageous nonsense. But what I heard yesterday was just an example of where the neocons are at. He was talking about the jihadists over there in the Middle East and how we need to defeat them. And he was saying, and this wasn't tongue-in-cheek, he was yelling and screaming, and he did not retract the statement after a couple more callers, and I got disgusted, and that was enough for me. What he said was that we needed to ship over some good booze, some good porno, and some blonde sluts. Now that is really something else, and it shows the mentality of Hollywood and the people that have had us in their clutches now for 80 years in this country.
And you know what? I'm all for talk show hosts using their real names. I don't like made-up names for talk
show
hosts.
Michael Wiener.
Yeah, what's that?
His name is Wiener, Michael Wiener.
Exactly. And he is of a particular persuasion, and it comes through on that radio. He's said before. I mean, he's made outrageous statements before. He's talked about anybody that's against George Bush should be locked up in a concentration camp.
Yes, it's in free. And you know that girl that was raped in Colorado, that naive, PC educated young 19 or 20 year old girl in Colorado? Back when that was going on, back when that was prime last year or the year before, whenever that happened. I remember listening to just a few minutes of it, and he was screaming and yelling and calling her a slut and inviting knuckleheads to call in and badmouth this girl, and there had not been any kind of court thing or anything. They were just running this girl down using the word slut.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the Muslims are looking for, is more democracy, booze, pornos, and loose women. That's exactly what they need over there. Oh, and a McDonald's.
He went on to say after he said that, he says, well, once they get their taste of the booze, the porno, and especially the blonde sluts, they won't care anymore about being a jihadist.
Oh, boy.
Hey. I mean, this is the sickness of it. And the other thing is, over the years, I mean, I've never listened to them for more than 10, 15 minutes at the very most. But I'm sure that anybody who's listened to him a few times has heard him yelling and screaming Nazi. And he says, if people like you were in power, we'd have everybody, they'd be making lampshades and soap out of us and all this kind of stuff. He is outrageous.
You know, I wonder how Michael Savage would feel if this network started calling for the head of Alfredo Garcia. Or, I'm sorry, Michael Savage.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what. I will bet you, I've never even tried, I've never in my life attempted to call one of these national shows, but the screening, you'd have to be you have to be very, very slick. And you know, yeah. he did get one call that the person wasn't stuttering, had their facts together, exactly the definition of a Zionist and all this.
Joe, I got a break. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, how do you think the educational system is going in this country? I heard that resounding. It's flat on its backside. Well, it's worse than that, folks. No longer do we teach the important things. You know, this is more of a conditioning mechanism to be good cookie-cutter globo citizens. But listen to this story from the Associated Press. First Amendment, no big deal, students say. The way many high school students see it, government censorship of newspapers may not be a bad thing, and flag burning is hardly protected free speech. It turns out that First Amendment is a second-rate issue to many of those nearing their own adult independence. Remember, our children are, you can look at them this way, that they're adults in training. According to the study of high school attitudes released Monday, the original amendment to the Constitution is the cornerstone of the way of life in the United States, promising citizens the freedoms of religion, speech, press, and assembly. Yet when told of the exact text of the First Amendment, more than one in three high school students, that's 33% of them, folks, said it goes too far in the rights it guarantees. Only half of the students said newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval of stories. These results are not only disturbing, they're dangerous, said Hodding Carter III, president of the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, which sponsored the $1 million study. Ignorance about the basics of this society free society is a danger to our nation's future. The students are even more restrictive in their views than their elders, the study says. When asked whether people should be allowed to express unpopular views, 97% of teachers and 99% of school student principals or school principals said yes. Only 83% of the students did. The results reflected indifference, with almost 3 in 4 students saying they took the First Amendment for granted or didn't know how they felt about it. It was also clear that many students do not understand what is protected by the bedrock of the Bill of Rights. 3 in 4 students said flag burning is illegal. It's not, by the way. About half the students said the government can restrict any indecent material on the Internet. It can't. Schools don't do enough to teach the First Amendment. Students often don't know the rights it protects. According to Linda Pertney, executive director of the Journalism Education Association, said in the report, this all comes at a time when there is decreasing passion for much of anything, and you have to be passionate about the First Amendment. The partners in the project, including organizations of newspaper editors and radio and television news directors, share a clear advocacy for the First Amendment issues. Why? Well, that's their bread and butter, folks. Federal and state officials, meanwhile, have bemoaned a lack of knowledge of U.S. civics and history among young people. There's not a whole lot of federal and state officials, by the way. Senator Robert Byrd has even pushed through a mandate that schools must teach about the Constitution on September 17th, the date that it was signed in 1787. Boy, now there is a real good idea. I mean, let's teach our children out there one day out of the school year about the Constitution. The survey, I'm sorry, folks, that's an ironic laugh there. The survey conducted by researchers at the University of Connecticut is billed as the largest of its kind. More than 100,000 students, nearly 8,000 teachers, and more than 500 administrators at 544 public and private high schools took part in early 2004. The study suggests that students embrace First Amendment freedoms if they are taught about them and given a chance to practice them. But schools don't make the matter a priority. Gee, I wonder why. We have federally run schools in this country. Gee, folks. You know, if you can't rip it out of their brains, breed it out of them, or just don't let them hear or talk about it. Students who took part in school media activities, such as student newspapers or TV production, are much more likely to support expression of unpopular views. About 9 in 10 principals said it is important for all students to learn some journalism skills, but most administrators say a lack of money limits their media offerings. More than 1 in 5 schools offer no student media opportunities. Of the high schools that do offer student newspapers, 40% have eliminated them in the last 5 years. The last 15 years have not been a golden era for student media, according to Warren Watson, director of the J-Ideas Project at Ball State University in Indiana. Programs are under siege or dying from neglect. Many students do not get the opportunity to practice our basic freedoms. Look, I don't know how you feel about this subject, but don't you think the Constitution, you know, they start calling the curriculum social studies in school. Social studies. All right, well, we're social creatures. We have a society. We have a form of government. Why is not the school teaching about our form of government? Oh, do you think there might be a little advocacy here against the truth to wean it out of our young people? Folks, if you think this country is in bad shape now, this is why it's so urgent that all of you people get up off your backsides and start contributing to this cause freedom, because it's leaving fast. It's catching the highball out of town. The freight train is on a full roll right now. Stuff like this blows me away because it strikes at the root of what we've been talking about all the while. Folks, a nation is just not borders. A nation is not comprised of politicians occupying one little central location in a country. A society and a nation is its people. And we've got this thing being run out of Washington, D.C. Where are people's Where are your priorities anymore? Are you still thinking that the public schools is just a convenient place to park your kids? You don't have to hire a babysitter for 8 hours a day or whatever the case may be? Have you gone to any parent-teachers association meetings? Have you sat in on any of your children's classes to see what they're teaching? Do you even give a crap? Do you care? You know, I'm beginning to think, and I hate to say this, because I've always been a person that wants people involved. I want you thinking out there. But I'm starting to believe that people just don't give a hoot anymore. That we've got the greatest country, literally, that's ever been in recorded history on the face of this planet right now, and people don't give a hoot about it. They're too busy doing other things. They're loading up the SUV to take their kids to soccer practice. Oh, let's get them in that school that doesn't teach them anything about this nation's history and the lifeblood of a society that regards freedom and liberty as its utmost, utmost and most important part. You know, folks, I'll tell you what. If we don't increase our endeavors and our actions in this country, I'm going to guarantee you that this country is going to cease to exist. Do you even give a hoot? Do you give a hoot to even try to change it? Do you care enough to even try? And I know I'm not going to get calls from people that are going to call up and say, gee, John, I've just been a lump on the couch and I haven't done a thing. I've been listening to you for years, but I haven't done a doggone thing. I'm not going to get calls like that because people aren't going to admit how lackadaisical they are. And that this is why I keep asking you the question, when you tuck your kids in at night, what are you thinking? You know, you want to keep them warm, you love them, you take care of them, you're trying to prep them for the world because you're not going to be around here forever. What are you leaving them? What are you leaving them? You know, I've already picked out my epitaph for my headstone. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. If we do not get in gear, and I mean right quick, I've already picked out the epitaph. You know what it's going to say? It's not that I loved freedom or liberty or, gosh, I was a staunch supporter of the Constitution or... No. My headstone's going to read, there's nothing worse in this life than a bad cup of coffee. Because you know what? You might get some coffee along with your Choco rations. You might get a razor blade once a month. If this continues the way it's going in this country right now, that's what you're going to be looking forward to. I want people to weigh in on this issue. I mean, do you even care? What are you doing about it? I know what we're doing here, and quite frankly, folks, I've said this, and I'll keep repeating this. I've had nobody really comment on this. It's about the numbers. Are we increasing the numbers? At this rate, folks, this network could be around for the next 100 years and not make the impact that it's intended to. Until you people get involved. You know, I just... Some people say, oh, John, you're too hard on the listeners. Other people say, yeah, go get them. They need smacked up the head once in a while. Well, I don't like doing that. I'm not a babysitter. I am not your parent. I am not your daddy. I am a radio talk show host. That's what I do. Do you know what the worst thing about this is? You know what the worst thing in life, an experience to have in life? Fear. Fear is the mega blocker of all good things. And how many people out there, when was the last time you took a deep breath and you could say, geez, isn't life good? Isn't it great being in America? Isn't it great to be an American and in this process? When was the last time you did that? I'm still taking short, shallow breaths. 800-313-9443 if you want to opine.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acids. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Dramatic development. U.S. Court of Appeals rules IRS cannot apply force against a taxpayer without a court order. Queensbury, New York. This comes from Bob Schultz, We the People, on January 25 this year. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit held that taxpayers cannot be compelled by the IRS to turn over personal and private property to the IRS absent a federal court order. Quoting from the decision, Schultz v. IRS, case number 04-0196-CB, and in part it says, absent an effort to seek enforcement through a federal court, IRS summonses apply no force to taxpayers, and no consequence whatever can befall a taxpayer who refuses, ignores, or otherwise does not comply with an IRS summons until that summons is backed by a federal court order. A taxpayer cannot be held in contempt, arrested, detained, or otherwise punished for refusing to comply with the original IRS summons, no matter the taxpayer's reasons or lack of reasons for so refusing. Now, without declaring those provisions of the code unconstitutional on their face, the court in effect nullified key enforcement provisions of the Internal Revenue Code, stripping the IRS of much of its power to compel compliance with its administrative demands for personal and private property, The court characterized IRS summonses issued under Section 7602 as mere request. The court went on to say that the federal courts are there to protect taxpayers from an overreaching IRS and that the IRS must go through the federal courts before force can be applied on anyone by the IRS to turn over personal and private property to the IRS. Now, the only problem I have with this one is we're talking about federal judges. Federal judges are in there for life. They don't want to be censured. They don't want to be dismissed and go on a hiatus for 6 months or a year, like many of the federal courts, the judges have been. Case in point, that's right, the Dick Simcannon trial, the judge up there, which his name escapes me, was actually put on hiatus for a year for misconduct. So my, this is a victory of sorts, but my position here is that, well, we know what the federal judges are about. Let's go to the phones. James in North Carolina. Hello, James.
Hello, John.
Hi.
This is James of North Carolina. I've been inspired by your protestations on the network.
Yeah, I keep telling people. Hey, James, I keep telling them it's in the numbers. It's in the numbers.
Yes, and also I'm starting a mission because I want to get the message out to people, and I've talked to, 20 to 30 churches offering to lecture on these items, but they've all told me, no, we can't do it. And it turns out they're all 501c3.
Well, isn't there, and I run across pastors and preachers all the time that are non-501c3s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to start it under a common law, and I'm going to put out flyers and everything and try to get people to start learning so I can get them circulating around, too. And by the way, I'm using that coffee, too, and that gives me so much energy, I can work 30 hours a day.
That Gano coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yes, it is. So I don't want to take any more of your time, but also I'd like to get in touch with a fellow that called you a couple of weeks ago about the Republic of North Carolina.
We will be having him on the air. You're talking about Ed.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have Ed on the air real, real soon.
Good.
We actually had Ed and John Ainsworth in studio, several months ago.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we'll do that again.
Okay. Well, you take great care then.
Thank you, James.
And
you too.
Take care.
All right. Yeah, folks, I mean, think about this. What can you be doing? Do you have three or four friends? Can you sit around, invite them over to dinner, have a pizza night, whatever. Sit around, discuss plans, how you're going to do maybe letters to the editor. Maybe you want to start a local organization or a chapter in your town. Maybe you want to sit around and brainstorm as to what and how you can do to help spread the message. Think about it, folks. Have you been that dumbed down? Are you that afraid? What's your deal? You know, with what we're working with and what we're fighting against, with maximum effort, I won't guarantee success. But I can guarantee you one thing. If we keep slogging along like we have been, I'm going to guarantee you we're going to get our butt kicked. I can guarantee you. There's no shred of doubt in my mind. Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
John, how you doing?
A little steamed right now, as usual.
But that's good.
Well, maybe it is. I don't like being the angry talk show host. I don't like playing that role.
Well, John, anger is not a bad emotion. You know, there are times when it's appropriate. You know, and there's some people out there that may disagree with me, but actually, tell you the truth, even this Bible shows that God, at different points in time, even God got angry. So, I mean, it's not something that's bad, and like I said, maybe it's fitting that you show a little anger here. And I appreciate it, quite honestly.
Well, I don't, because when I do that, that means we're not having enough success and we can't blow our trumpet over it.
Well, see, there's a difference between anger and a fit of anger. Your anger is not out of control.
I feel that I'm out of control right now.
Oh, okay.
I hate doing this, but it must be done. Rodney, thanks for your call, my friend. Rob, Ann, Ed, Bert, Patrick, everybody hang on. We'll get to all your calls right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, I don't know how much more proof people need that this country is not going to come back. If we are seeing studies and the attitudes of high school students about First Amendment issues, over a third of them say it goes too far in protecting your freedom. My God. Remember, folks, you know, a lot of you people were hippies of the 60s out there. A lot of you were not, but a lot of you were. And we're now the people running things. Rob in Texas. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John. I just wanted to go over a few things that everybody can do that aren't really difficult, but they are effective in mass numbers. You know, first of all, well, this is what I do, and it seems to work for me, and God knows I could probably do more. But, you know, give $5 here and there to the RBN if that's all you can afford. I happen to be lucky to be in a job that goes to many different houses, and I get to talk to a lot of people and tell you what, I quote-unquote disseminate a lot of information. I've informed a lot of people, you know, start on local issues and show how they tie into what's going on in the country. And you'd be surprised how many people out there do smell a rat, and they just kind of need to be pointed in which direction to start sniffing a little closer. And it works. It works real well.
You know, we've, with this, and I don't like the term alternative media, Because to say that we're an alternative to something that's already there, it makes me a little uncomfortable. I mean, I always say that we're the alternative to the media, not the alternative media, but you're exactly right. Well, but the thing that you're doing is you're walking and talking. There's a lot of people that listen to this program that say to themselves, you know what, that guy's right. But that's all the farther they'll go. They do
I've
nothing.
I've been there. I was that guy, but I couldn't live with that much longer. I said, you know, I've got an opportunity. I don't have to go that far out of my way. I'd be doing everybody a disfavor, you know, not to do something with it. And one thing that every parent should be doing is teaching their kids, you know, some good Christian values don't hurt at all, and teaching their kids what they need to know that the schools aren't teaching them, showing them how to discern between opinion and fact. And you know, one thing that the parents need to do is they need to keep their – wow, what am I trying to say here? The whole thing about the First Amendment going too far stems from when I was in high school in the late 80s, early 90s. And what they would do is you'd have all these out-of-control people or people who were portrayed as out of control. And granted, some people do need to know when to say when, such as your rights end where infringing on another's begin.
Right.
That's what's being lost in translation, so to speak.
Well, and just to add this, I mean, here's the topper to this. These kids aren't in these schools. First, they're not going and getting educated.
No, they're getting indoctrinated.
That's exactly what's happening.
So I see it all the time.
When you know, I look at the independent school district down here in Texas. This is what they call themselves. But have you looked at the curriculum that they're teaching? You know,
it's changed
disgusting.
A lot since even when I was in high school.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. And where is the group of people that are organizing right now, it should be, at least down here in Central Texas for the independent school district, where are they to say, you know what? What you people are doing is not just bad, it's harmful. It's not what you're not doing, it's what you are doing. Where are these people?
You know what we need to do as a collective whole, those of us who are in the know, so to speak, is we need to start giving them, you know, we got to fight fire with fire in the sense that, these guys that are changing it on us, they don't play nice. Our misrepresentatives, they don't play nice. Got to hit them back. And I've been getting this recent attitude from how the Austin Toll Party has had some minor successes in its battle. That's starting to become a good outline for how people should start to approach and attempt, at the very least, to make a fix.
Well, and I was serious when I said this yesterday. I interviewed this lady. I said, look, you know, if you people don't get on board with just stopping this, what chance do you think that you have in stopping anything?
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting ready to take, what, $1,800 on the average a year out of people's pockets?
You know, and get out there and sign these petitions. Go to AustinTollParty.com. Start there, and you'll start to see how it spiderwebs out to all these other issues that get discussed on a daily basis on your network.
But what people missed on that, and I hope they caught it, they're already talking about doing it the same, very same thing in Oklahoma. There's other states in the planning stages right now in this kind of this corporate takeover of our transportation ways here in this country. And the people are missing this. They're not focusing on where this stuff is going. Now, I don't know what it's going to take to get them off their backsides. I'm starting to get more than angry. I'm getting to the point where it's just sheer frustration.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Because I am not going to sit around. You know, I don't collect a paycheck for doing this. I am doing this because I love my country, and I love my son enough that I don't want to leave him a world where I sat back and I did absolutely nothing because I know the horrors and the pain that this kid's going to face.
Yeah, I feel I have two boys myself. I know, I share that sentiment.
All right. Well, hey, I thank you for your call, Robin.
You bet.
I thank you for your courage and doing what every American should be doing right now. You see how these tables have turned? You see, folks, that we're now considering whether we should speak up, that we're weighing the negatives about talking to our fellow Americans? Are you crazy? Have you gone insane? Ann in Michigan. Hello, Ann.
Hello. Well, John, I talk to everyone I know, including total strangers. I lived in Michigan. I do a lot of orders from places like California. I convert the order takers, for God's sakes. I'm not kidding. I'm on the phone with them for a half an hour, and by the time I finished with them, they're buying a shortwave radio, and they are listening. There are a lot of people listening. The problem is, how do we fight executive orders?
You don't.
Okay? I call my congressman all the time. He lets me yam and yaw and doesn't do a darn thing. I tell him about the borders and the illegal immigration, and he asks me if I'm prejudiced. And he says diversity is good.
Ooh, yes, yeah,
yeah,
balkanizing
well, they've been saying
the country.
That for a long time, and yeah. I tell him we're totally balkanized.
Yes.
But at this point, word is actually starting to get around the high schools that should a draft come down, that these kids are going to be fighting for corporations, not for anything else. Now, I give it 1 year, and that word will travel far and fast, because that's how things are in high schools.
See, let me jump in here. Look, I'm not worried about the government and what executive order they do. I'm not worried about the president and what secret little, we got to shoot you if you say this in public, presidential directive. I am not concerned about the IRS. I am not concerned about the BATF. I am not concerned about Homeland Security. I am not concerned about Patriot Act 1 and 2. And I'll tell you the reason why. They can do whatever they want to do in Washington, D.C. The power is in the states. Do you realize that these politicians in Washington, D.C. would check the wind or check their footing before they put another step forward after they got out of bed? If they saw the country going, wait a minute, who the heck do you people think you are? This is a constitution. This is my state constitution. You people have your federal constitution. This is the guidelines that says you stay in this box and you don't dare get out of it. Until these people in Washington, D.C., there is no way to fight them. Until these people in Washington, D.C. once again fear the American people and the power that they have to run their little scurrilous butts right into the ocean if we so desire, nothing is going to change.
Okay, and why are the states going along with it, Jen? Tell me why.
Because we don't have good governors in the states. That's why.
Because we don't have any jobs, and the states don't have any income.
It's got nothing to do with jobs, Ann. It's got nothing to do with jobs.
They're putting in toll roads so they can tax the hell out of us because that's the corporate takeover.
This is another thing. That's just a corporate takeover. This is just you're seeing images of what's reverberating out of Washington, D.C. I am telling you that the power lies within the states. The people in these states are the government. And until they demand a change at their state level, I don't care what they do in Washington, D.C. I don't care what they do.
Then we need someone somewhere with an extreme amount of legal knowledge to put together a kit that we can all use, because we don't all have that kind of knowledge. I'm so frustrated right now, I can walk to Washington and chase people down with a potato bazooka.
I don't want people marching on Washington, D.C. What we should be doing is marching on our own state capitals.
Yes.
Is what we should be organizing politically, if you want to use that term, in our own states.
But we need some kind of paperwork, some kind of outline, some kind of something.
Well, and
I'm angry as hell, and I don't know what to do.
Well,
and I'm not a stupid person. I'm sorry, but I don't know what to do.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer either, but I know the difference between right and wrong.
Right.
And I know that I have the power to speak. I know I have the power to call for an assembly.
That's right, and they'll, for whatever you want to say, they'll let you speak. Until you can come up with pieces of paper for people to sign that do something, you can't do anything, and we don't know how to do that, John.
Look, the key to this thing is in your own county, in your own city commissions, in your county commissions, and at your governmental level at the states. That is the key to this. And until people snap to that idea, they're just going to regulate us. They're going to do statutes and codified laws, not based in anything, just because they want to, and it's now public policy. And that's what we're going to be facing. You cannot fight that. There is no legal way to fight that.
And we can spend years on counties and cities, and until we get to the states, who are the ones with the real power against the federal government, three, 4 years is going to go by and it's going to be too late.
Well,
did you
hear the announcement that Ron Paul has made?
No.
If he is drafted, if people want him for governor of Texas, he is available. Now, in the political realm, a lot of people would consider that a step down. Usually they're state congressmen and senators before they run for U.S. Congress or Senate or the presidency.
I'm sorry, there are only two people in the entire government I have respect for, and one is Tom Tancredo, and the other is Ron Paul.
And wouldn't he make a fine governor? Now, what if we had other people that had clout in their states? Once they saw a few states start to turn and start to take care of their own business, what message would that send to other states? See, I got to let you go because I got a ton of callers here.
I know.
I appreciate your call. Look, folks, let me just sum this up simply. It's either we take back what they have stolen from us, or they're going to be laughing all the way to the bank, and they're going to be dancing on our graves. You already know where this is going. You already see it. You feel it in your heart, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not. That's where this is going. Ed in Houston. Hello, Ed.
Very wise words, John. Listen, I'm calling on a cell phone because I want everybody to know where I'm speaking from. And I hear you. I come in from work today, cold and rainy, and I'm mad as hell too. You know what? I want to take the mic from you for a second. You got a lot of listeners out there, and I know that they're out there listening, and they're always, and I got people in my family going, what can I do? What can I do? Well, what can I do? Well, you know what? I'm blessed enough to live with a family member who's got, you know, cable modem. I'm putting all the videos I can uploading for as fast as people want to download them. I tell people I got a DVD burner from Santa Claus for Christmas. I'm passing out DVDs. I'm putting the bumper stickers on the car. I'm a working carpenter. I can't even afford to put stickers on my truck right now. I'm running around with an illegal truck. But the thing is, I will pledge money for RBN, because you know what? Without that, what do we got, John?
Well, and you know what? As badly as we need those operating funds every month, that is not my major concern. My concern is with the people that we now have on board, that they're not maximizing their opportunity. That's what's really grinding me to no end.
And it's grinding me, too. I'm right there with you. I don't have any kids, John, but you know what? I got a lot of nieces and nephews, and you know what? I have been listening to you for a long time since you were with Mark, you know, and I've even gotten proactive in some militia groups here in Texas, and God bless Mary and Mac, you know, but the thing is, it's like, I just have to try to do what I can to try to make a living and acknowledge what's going on. And people talk about, what can you do? Well, get involved. Tomorrow I'm calling up our mayor here in Houston because a lady got splattered all over the freeway last night because they got this new law here where they're going to come, you know, drag your damn car off if it's on the side of the road for 10 minutes. She saw the wrecker pull up. She was running back across the freeway with a gallon of gas, and there was pieces of her scattered half mile down I-10 last night,
right in
front of my house,
pretty much.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sick of this. I mean, people need to wake up, get up, you know, put your fluoride aside or whatever you got to do, turn your TV off, And just quit passively listening, quit going, yeah, I agree with that. You know, I know that's true. I know that's going on. You know, get some grit in your crawl, like my old high school coach used to tell me, and get up and do something, you know?
If we do not do it now, and this
it's
is...
It's over.
It's stick a fork in it. We're done.
I hear you.
All right. Hey, you hang in there, Ed, and thank you so much.
God bless you.
You too. Get your car straightened around and put those stickers on there. You know, I was talking to Jack Blood today about this. I said, you know, more of our hosts should be plugging these RBN bumper stickers. Because think about this, folks. And this has come back to me time and time and time again. You know, I'll get a call from somebody here at the office. You may not hear them on air. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. They'll call me and go, you know, I used to think all this talk was just absolutely crazy. And one day I was sitting in a light and I saw this bumper sticker and I got my Roadrunner. I just got it in, so I wrote it down. And I went home, and I tuned it in. And they're aghast. They didn't know that stuff like this was actually going on. One person, one car, one bumper sticker, just converted another person. Do you know how many people out there that listen to this program or to this network have not gotten a bumper sticker? That's my little peeve point, I guess you could say. It's something simple. Doesn't cost you anything. And without even having, I tried to make it easy as possible. Maybe that was the wrong route. To make it easy as possible, all you had to do is put a bumper sticker on your car and you didn't have to say anything to anybody. Maybe that was the wrong approach. But I'm telling you, it was effective. Jack says, well, also my website and chat rooms and this, that, and the other, you know, that helps too. I marched him right in here to the control room. I said, look at these numbers. This network has been increasing in its numbers ever since its opening day. Paul Martin showed me the numbers today. Paul, this is impressive, but it ain't big enough. It's not growing fast enough. Now, I'm not putting the entire future of this nation on the backs of our listeners. But I'm telling you what, if you don't maximize your efforts, come to my grave and read my tombstone. There's nothing worse in this life than a bad cup of coffee. Bert in Ohio. We're skipping this last break, by the way. If you want to get in, I know a couple of you people dropped off, 800-313-9443. We're going to skip the last break here because this almost seems anticlimactic to be running ads right now. Bert in Ohio. Hello, Bert.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I've called in before. I've lost friends over sharing this information, you know, and it's like...
Have you gained any friends?
I've gained two. I've lost about four.
So let me ask you this, Bert. Are you better off with the two friends that see your point of view eye to eye? Or would your conscience allow you to back off and remain friends with the other four? Did you really lose anything?
No, I haven't really lost anything. But like you say, it gets frustrating. As long as people can wax their car on Sunday, you know, they don't care. I mean, that's what I'm seeing overall. Like I told you before, I see a lot of customers and stuff because I work on tractor trailers and stuff. And I talk to everybody. You know, I burn the DVDs, give out the rbnlive.com website. And I'm like, hey, the documentation's there. The people are there that got the information. Check it out. And for the most part, some people will go forward with it, but then other people will get real fearful and just back away.
Sure.
And then some people just won't even pay any attention to it at all. And it's just, I mean, I don't know what to do with it.
Bert, you know? I'm not concerned about those people because the ones that are too afraid right now, this is what I refer to as being the furniture. I think Alex Jones coined that phrase. He said they're just furniture. They're to be moved aside, walked over, or ignored. These people are never going to do anything for themselves or anybody else in their lives. And if you paid attention to our first American Revolution, what was it? 3% of the population fought against King George. The other ones sat around, twiddled their thumbs. We had the Tories and the businessmen going, well, if I do this, it's going to be bad for business. 3% of these people founded a new nation. 3%. Thanks for your call, Bert. I appreciate it very much. And keep plugging, my friend. Patrick in Atlanta. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You had made a comment during your last hour. It prompted my call. You brought up the name McGuffey, referring to his readers.
Right.
And
which I have a set on my mantle, by the way.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to look through them, but I have read some history about this issue, and I just wanted to relate to you quickly here, to your readers or your listeners, that the people who are in charge of the country and have been are defined by 1 John 2:22. 1 John 2:22 refers to the people who have held control of this country, and they portray to this day Dr. William Holmes McGuffey as an anti-Semite. They sent Henry Ford to his grave with the label of the world's foremost anti-Semite on his back.
Mm-hmm.
They're writing books to this day, some 60 years after the man's death, still consider him to be the world's foremost anti-Semite.
You know what the biggest diss with the museum in Dearborn, Michigan that bears his name, the Henry Ford Museum? They packed up. Now, his memorabilia took up an entire floor. There is an exact duplicate of Independence Hall at Dearborn Henry Ford Museum. upstairs, when you go up the double staircase, there was the entire, there was his literal office in there, put back together, all the memorabilia. You know what they've done? They packed all that stuff and threw it in the attic up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the educational system, it's not that the people are really afraid. What I have found over the past 5 years is that when you mention the truth to people, it is so shocking, they don't want to believe it. It's unbelievable. It literally is unbelievable to hear the truth, and they back away from you. And I have lost friends. I've lost my people in my own family have turned away from me. But once you get the truth inside of you, you can't go back into the cave of darkness and pretend that you've never seen the light.
I understand.
And we have to have the people become aware of a common enemy in order to guide our we have energy. It's stored up energy. We're waiting. We're like tightly sprung coils. We just don't know where to spring.
And you know what? Nothing is going to make a difference if we have small numbers and these people spring like an overwhelmed slinky. Nothing's going to happen. But when we have a greater body of people that are wound up tight and we pick a direction in which to go with, it's going to have an impact. You can't fight a standing army.
I agree with you.
With a guy with a pop gun. That's for sure. Patrick, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Bruce in Alabama. Go ahead, Bruce. You're on air.
Hello, John. I, too, share your frustration with trying to motivate people to get up and do something. Let me tell you, I'm part of a citizens group here in Alabama. We're called the CDCR. The Citizens for Defense of Constitutional Rights. Now, we're very active here at the local level with the city council and the county commission. You're right, the power lies in the states and at the local level, and that's why we're working very hard there, primarily on property rights issues. That's what we were formed initially there to deal with property rights issues here locally.
Right.
Now, just for the benefit of your listeners there that might be wondering what they can do, we do operate a website, and we've reached into the community very far here with our website. In fact, our website, when you go to it, the first thing you'll see on there, it says, freedom is not a spectator sport.
What's the website?
It's CDCR, Inc., I-N-C, is incorporated. We are incorporated. CDCRInc.us.
All right.
And, people that are looking for ways to, try to motivate people might find a few ideas there in the way we've attempted to do it here locally.
Thank you very much for mentioning that, Bruce. Wonderful statement. Because, don't try everything. How do I want to say this? Learn from the mistakes of others, because you don't have enough time in your entire life to repeat them all yourself. Look at the successes. If you can't come up with an idea yourself, look around for somebody that's having success and duplicate it.
Well, we have found this has worked. We've been in existence for a little over a year now, and we have found, that people that know, we're active on a local radio station here as well, and we, of course, give out the website there all the time. So we are getting well-known in the community.
Very good. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate your call and your contributions. There's a guy that's not sitting on his backside. John in Nevada. Hello, John.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. You got less than 60 seconds, my friend.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I share some of your other listeners' frustrations as well. I feel like kind of a loner up here in northern Nevada. I'm doing my best that I can to wake these people up, but, you just got a lot of, I don't know what these people, what their problem is. But, I've lost some friends and relatives.
Have you gained any new friends?
I've gained some, believe it or not, some of the local police up here know what's going on.
Well, now there's somebody to have on your side as a guy with a badge and a gun. Hey, we're out of time, John. Thanks for your call last minute. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.